Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer from the Legion of the Doom, Road Warrior Animal, and you are listening to the Creative Control Network. Get ready for a great show. Tell them, Hawk!
He's one half of the Road Warriors and the Legion of Doom, the most successful tag team in the world of professional wrestling. He's held the AWA, NWA, WCW, and WWF titles. He snacked on danger and dined on death. He's Road Warrior Animal, Joe Laurinaitis, and this is the What a Rush podcast. Now, here's your host, Joe Roderick.
And welcome on into another episode of the What a Rush podcast here on the Creative Control Network. I am your host, Joe Roderick, the star of the show, Road Warrior Animal, Joe Laurinaitis, not with me at the moment, as I am currently broadcasting from Radio Row at Super Bowl 53. If you remember last year, you can go back and look in the archives, I actually brought Joe with me to Super Bowl 52. Back in Minnesota, where Joe grew up. And, well, while we were there, we talked with Barry Darso, we talked with Ken Anderson, and then Joe made the rounds all around Radio Row. Well, I left Joe home this year, but after seeing Joe on Radio Row last year, a lot of other people thought they need to bring wrestlers to Radio Row. And, well, that's what we have for you today. So while I've been sitting here at this table, I've been able to bring in two legendary wrestlers that you are going to hear from in the upcoming moments of this show. First up, we have DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, an Atlanta native. And he's been walking around talking to people about his yoga. We had him on. And then, if you followed it at all, the Ultimate Bar Brawl was Thursday night. Filthy Tom Lawler faced our other guest, Ken Shamrock. That's all coming up. Just want to remind people as well that tonight, if you are listening to this on Friday afternoon when it drops, Come Hell or High Water is tonight. It's here down in Atlanta, but you can watch it on Fight TV. Listen to these names that are part of the card. You have SCU, Kazarian Daniels. They are on the card facing Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fenix. You also have Joey Janela, Penelope Ford, Joey Ryan, MJF, Ethan Page, Matt Cross, Simon Grimm, Filthy Tom Lawler, Glacier, as I'm just going through and looking at this name. For those of you that are familiar with Glory Pro, the Friends of the Water Rush podcast, Davey Vega and Matt Fitchett, the besties in the world, the tag team champions of Glory Pro, they are on the card. And all of that can be watched tonight on Fight TV as that begins. I think it begins 8 o'clock Eastern time. 8 o'clock Eastern time. Go to Fight TV. Find it out. It's being run by Macaloon Productions, and it's going to be one hell of a show. And let me just say this. There's a buzz. There's a buzz in the air about some uninvited guests that might be showing up to Come Hell or High Water. Gonna have to turn on Fight TV to find out who that is. So, coming up in just a bit, we will have DDP and Ken Shamrock.
And this week's episode of the What a Rush podcast is brought to you by Blue Chew. Use the promo code RUSH to get Blue Chew for free after paying $5 in shipping. That's Blue Chew, BLUECHEW.com. If you want to last longer in the bedroom than a 1980s Road Warriors match, I suggest Blue Chew. Brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that it works. You can anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready to go whenever the opportunity arises to have your partner screaming, "Oh, what a rush!" Take Blue Chew and use the promo code RUSH to get your order for free after paying $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com.
Hey, Joe, I'm on Radio Row at the Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. You're back in St. Louis where it's like, what, minus 20?
Bro, it's like minus 20 with the wind chill here, man. It absolutely sucks. Reminds me of Minnesota.
Yeah, and I'm sitting next to me, that laugh that you hear is the voice of DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. So he's here with me on Radio Row right now, sitting next to me, and we get the pleasure of looking at your face on this screen.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure it's your pleasure, you know. But, hey, I wish I was down in Atlanta, GA right now. The weather's a lot nicer there where you are.
Yeah, it's still cold, but not as cold as where you're at. Not that you would think it was cold.
Yeah, minus 20 degrees below zero wind chill. You know, Joe Roderick, DDP, and I have known each other probably for over 30 years now.
Crazy,
you
yeah.
know, we first met in Florida Championship Wrestling back when my brother Johnny was one of the sheep herders' flag bearers. Joe and Johnny had that long blonde mullet, right?
Yeah, he had some sweet hair back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it now. I think it just all turned gray. But
all dude, three of you, you two, hey, you guys want to talk hair back in the day?
I had a great mullet going. Yeah.
You had a great mullet. I don't know what to how to explain what he had with the mohawk and the rat tail on the back of it.
It works.
Well, you could tip me upside down and I can clean anybody's woodwork in their house with my mohawk back in the day. It was so tall.
So
no, man, you know, it was great for me, and I don't get to talk to Dallas very much like this, you know, but it's always been a common respect. It's great for me to see someone who started off where Dallas started, to become a former world champion, and now to be extremely successful with his DDP yoga program. And, you know, now he's down on Radio Row. I was there last year, man. It's a blast, and I know Dallas. Man, you know, I'm so proud of what you've done outside of the wrestling business.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. It's super gratifying because it's kind of crazy that, you know, God's got a plan for all of us. And, you know, I've always believed that whenever something's going to happen, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And, I, you know, that's how I never really get impunctious. Oh, man, how come this hasn't happened yet? It was like my Hall of Fame ring. You know, I said, it'll happen when it happens. And it happened in perfect timing. But this year, you know, the Super Bowl being here in Atlanta, my home base, you know, my DDP Yoga Performance Center is here. My home's here. Three of my four daughters are here. And this is the week that Bart Oates, the president of the entire NFL alumni, put out a press release that now DDP Yoga is partnering up with the NFL alumni.
Bro, how does that feel, man? Undoubtedly, the top money-grossing sport in the world, period. And now you're a part of it. Your program's a part of it.
Crazy.
That's freaking ridiculous. That's crazy.
Crazy, man. You know, and again, it happened. They sent it out. Today it is. What is today? I don't even know what today is.
Today's Wednesday. Yes.
Wednesday. They sent out the press release. I believe it was Monday night. Now, Joe, on Monday afternoon, I got an email sent to info@DDPYoga. Now, my team goes through that. Anything that's really important, they send to me. And I get an email sent to me from my webmaster that a guy's talking about his career, you know, and his job. He's got no time. He works 7 months like super hard, nonstop. That his body's beat up and his knees, you know, he's seen the program. He's watched a lot of my videos and he really believes because it's not just stretching. He says it, he gets it. He goes, it's stretching and strengthening the muscles, ligaments, and tendons. I really believe this could help me. I would like to get some more information. And it's signed Jerry Sosplinski, who is the quarterback coach for the New England Patriots.
So you're going to be responsible. That, right? So you're about to be responsible for Tom Brady playing until he's 50.
You know what? That nothing would make me happier, but he's already got a really awesome program. But I know that I could also help to meet an extra cog in that. You know, I was on Joe Rogan September. And that was, man, what a great podcast. And he's such a great guy. Really got along with him. Amazing. But one of the players from the Falcons was watching it. And he called up this kid named Sean, who's the strength coach at the WWE Performance Center. And he said, can you get me in touch with DDP? So his name is Brooks Reed. He plays linebacker, 30 years old, stud, super stud. What an awesome guy. So he gets and starts doing the program with me. Then I meet Ben Garland, who's the offensive guard for the Falcons. Meet him at something I'm doing for the veterans. He is a captain in the Air Force, and he's while he's playing. He went to the academy, the whole deal. Super solid dude. Those two guys get me invited to the last walk-on Saturday that they do with the Falcons. They put me with – you're going to love this, bro. They put me with Jesse Ackerman, who's the head strength coach. Jesse walks me into their strength room training. Who's up on the wall in this big painted poster? Warrior. It's Warrior Week.
These, I love it.
These guys love the boys. So I can't imagine. Jesse texted me the other day. We're going to get together next week. And I can't imagine me not working with the Falcons next year. Wow. Can't imagine.
You know, all throughout my career, you know, Dallas, and you've been through it too. There's been a great camaraderie with the NFL and professional wrestling.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of guys in our business, you know, JBL, just name one of them, Ron Simmons, a lot of guys like that. And you know, I can meet guys like John Alt along the way and a lot of the guys that have been in Super Bowls and, you know, play for the Denver Broncos and everything. The respect, I think they know what it takes to be an NFL player, but they also respect the fact of what we've done in the ring. And I think that's like a, it's almost like, kind of like an open door type policy, man, because they figured, well, hell, here I am talking to the guy that's in the Hall of Fame. He's been a world champion. You know, his program's popular all over the world. You know, this could help me give me longevity in my career. And we all look for what that secret thing is that works for us, that can give us longevity, you know? And I think maybe that your program has the ability to give some of these guys that get in their 30s, 32, 34, a few more extra years in the NFL.
Absolutely. And again, when you're talking about a few extra, if you're talking about one extra year, you're looking at like $3 million. Where are you going to make that kind of money? You know, so it's really going to be fun to watch. I had dinner with Todd Gurley right in September when I left Rogan's show, because, you know, he's a big fan of our stuff, you know, and he grew up, I was one of his favorite guys. And
he's a huge wrestling fan.
Huge
he
wrestling
is
fan.
A huge Georgia wrestling
boy,
fan.
Right?
Yeah, Georgia boy. Yep. Yeah. Georgia boy.
When he got drafted by the Rams, I was the first interview that he did. And I'm going through. He's not much of a talker.
No, he's not.
He really isn't much of a talker. And we're going through it. I'm trying to talk to him about, you know, getting drafted, what it means. And I'm getting really short answers.
Right.
And I'm going through his Twitter account looking like I'm trying to figure out what this guy's into. And I just see he is following so many wrestlers. So I bring that up. And he just goes off.
Right.
And he just wants to talk about that. And then whenever I would see him in the locker room at when the Rams, that final year, they were in St. Louis. Again, he's doing short media sessions, and I go up afterwards like, hey, man, what'd you think of Survivor Series? And then he'd want to talk about that. So he is a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah, so, you know.
You know, I remember when my son James was with the Rams, and they drafted Gurley. And he said, he goes, Dad, this kid's the real deal. And he said, he goes, you watch. This kid's going to be one of the best running backs in the NFL. Look where he is now. I mean, he's in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's –
you know, it's so great. And hopefully it'll be a great game. You know, I think, you know, after the NFC and AFC championship, I don't know how the hell you follow that, brother.
Bro, I don't know, man. I think we may have already seen the main event in the NFL already.
Yeah.
But it should be a good game. You listen, man.
If
Brady's on, I mean, top quarterback ever in the NFL, right?
We're losing you a little bit. There we go. I think the internet here, Joe, as you know, is pretty awful most of the time, and it looks like we might have lost him just for a bit. So we'll work on on getting him back. But while we do that, while we reconnect with Joe, it's you were saying you're going around here. Everybody knows who you are here. I mean, it's been
pretty crazy.
It still has to be pretty cool that this is, you know, this is different than the wrestling world. That you're in the, you know, this is the NFL world,
yeah.
And you're so well known on this capacity, and it's
I mean, can you consider that I haven't been on TV really in 17 years?
Right.
that's the fun part.
There
you go. Joe, we were just talking about just the reaction of the guys, you know, who are around here. How many people like know who we are? You know, it's like so rewarding because you know that. We made an impact, you know, like when we haven't been on TV really strong in 20 years, you know, crazy.
Well, you know, I think our business more than anybody else, you know, I always say this, man, whether you're a football fan, baseball fan, basketball fan, no matter what kind of other sport you are, you're a wrestling fan. Wrestling fans are an accumulation of everybody, right?
Right.
It's a release for people, whether you're a 9-to-5er or you're an athlete or whatever you are. You get into pro wrestling, you know, and I find out more in our business, in Dallas, that, you know, there's a lot of guys and, you know, that could have played pro sports in some other fashion that blew out their knee, broke a back.
Or, sure.
You know, or gotten personal situations where they couldn't. And a lot of NFL guys love wrestling and wish they could do it. I mean, look at guys like Gronkowski and, you know, and guys like that. I mean, heck, my son James wanted to do it for a while. You know, I mean, there's a lot of pro football players that really love pro wrestling.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so recognizable, especially when you watch someone like the Packers. They've all got the belt. They're all doing the strap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go. That all comes from wrestling, man.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
so,
I know, man.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It's pretty special. And like I say, that's why getting this project – you know, where we've got a partnership with the NFL alumni. It was a journey, but, you know, it finally happened at the perfect time. Crazy.
It is.
You know, it's always great, and I tell Joe Roderick this all the time, it's always great to see good guys succeed in something different, man. And that's why, you know, we handpick and choose the guys we put on our podcast, you know, and we like to associate ourselves with people like yourself. Because, you know, it's you know, guys like us, we don't get to see each other very much because you're on one side of the world. I'm on the other side of the world half the time, you know. We're out every weekend doing something. But when we hear that someone's doing really well, that it's kind of like, you know, I try to tell him, we're like a brotherhood, you know.
Absolutely.
We like to see the brotherhood succeed, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude, when was the last time we were together? All In.
Yeah.
How
in.
Crazy
yeah.
was that?
Event, right? I know.
I was just with Cody the other day, and I mean, it's mind-boggling what has happened. And it's so great, as we both know, for the boys. That's who's the best
oh,
for.
Heck yeah.
Fans, it's great for, but it's great for the boys. Because now
heck
all of a sudden,
yeah,
contract
man.
Time means something.
Yeah,
You need that. Listen, where would the NFC be without the AFC? It wouldn't be anywhere. You know, and you need that within our business. And I hope the NWA comes back. You got All Elite, you got Ring of Honor, and you got WWE now. You got four decent companies, and you got Impact sitting there too. You know, but you got a lot of companies out there now for the guys and girls in our business to go to. And man, I wish all the companies best. I wish All Elite, because they're associated with an NFL owner, I wish them extreme success, you know. And bro, I cannot wait to see where this takes you with the NFL with DDP Yoga.
What was that? Have you guys ever, what first time you guys ever faced each other? First time you guys were ever in the ring together?
God, Joe, I don't think we ever were in the ring together. We were on the same.
I think the closest we ever got to it is when maybe you managed when Johnny was a flag bearer with the sheep herders at one time. Maybe. Maybe it was like a.
No, not even then, man. You know, it was. I know we were, you know, we've been out on the same cards, but we've never actually worked together.
Yeah, I don't think we had never actually gotten in the ring together.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, isn't that when you look back and you can look at some of the guys that maybe you didn't face that are your age, that's...
You know, like Austin is someone I would have loved to have gotten in the ring with, but we did when I first started. He'd take me, when he'd get to the town early, he'd get in the ring and work out with me. But I never actually faced them, you know. And in 97, we were both white hot.
Oh, my God.
We were both at two different companies, but we were both white hot. You know, it's a shame that, you know, that if I go back in time, there's a bunch of different guys I would love to get with and just, you know, have that fun, man. Have that fun.
The pops that you got back then when you were running up through the crowd like that, and, you know, we didn't look who we're talking to, and we're talking about
no, that's pops. Road Warrior Pop. Road Warrior Pop was that was when everything was well, it wasn't quite a Road Warrior Pop.
Can the business get back to pops? I mean, right now, Becky's the hottest thing going right now.
You're talking about WWE. If you just saw what we saw at All In.
I was back in Gorilla, actually. Well, I was back there with you guys in
Gorilla.
Dude,
you had to hear that. Those pops were insane.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Those pops were crazy. Listen, you had guys getting pops. The pop that Dallas got when he got out there, the pop that I got on that darn motorcycle right with the Cody and the Young Bucks. The pops that Cody got, the pops that the Young Bucks got, the pops that everybody got.
I mean, the fans were so into
pops,
it.
Man.
Yeah, they were really – that was – they reminded me of ECW. And it's
you know,
without having those numbers, you know, without having the big numbers, because ECW never had that 11,000 people crowd.
You know, you know, it was almost like a combination, a little bit of an ECW action with an NWA feel.
Right.
The fans were going crazy.
This is my I did not belong there at all. Did not belong there. I stood there and I kept my mouth shut the whole night and just took it all in. And to see back there, and I mean, you were back there. You were kind of helping produce the whole thing.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, how did that relationship come about?
Cody sent me a text. He said, "Do you got one more diamond cutter in you?" And I said, yeah, for you. WWE, I always got one for, too. But, you know, I think I've run out of them there because they've given to me a lot towards the end of my career. But, you know, for Cody, because, again, he's like my nephew. You know, been with him and raising him, you know, when Dusty wasn't. You know, just being a mentor to him. And I love what he's doing, man. And a lot of people are saying, are you going to be a part of AEW? Like, not really, no. I'd rather be on the outside, on the inside. I don't want anything from it. I gotta, you know, WWE's treated me really good. I mean, I get to wear all my own shit. You know, my DDP yoga stuff. They put up whatever I put up. You know, if I put up right now, there's a 2K19 promo that me and Xavier Woods did at my house. That's hysterical. And they took it and they put it up there, you know, so I want to keep my relationship with WWE.
Yeah,
because it's for my business, you know.
Yeah, man. If you got that kind of relationship, bro, I would keep that too. You know, I wouldn't mind being. I told Roderick this here. I wouldn't mind being behind the scenes helping them run that tag team division with All Elite. You know what I mean? I think I got a little bit of tag team experience.
Yeah, a little bit there.
Share with them, you know. you know, I hung around Dusty for all those years. I mean, he was my six-man partner and. He used to yell at me to get out of his own control room at the time when I would just sit there and become a sponge or like a fly on a wall and try to learn. And he'd say, "Animal, what are you doing in here?" You know, and you know, because Dusty was such a master at that. And you know, when I was at All In, that's what Cody reminded me of.
Yes.
Never got frazzled, never got nervous. And he reminded me of Virgil, of Dusty so much.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was crazy, man. It was like, it was a tough couple times where me and Tommy were next to each other, Dreamer, and we were both getting super choked up, you know, because, you know, because of our relationship with the Dream. And when he asked me if I wouldn't, you know, if I wouldn't mind being a part of the five guys, you know, that came out there, because Dusty had like his five. And he used to tell Cody all the time. He told me. But when he passed and Cody called me and told me, you know, Dusty always said, you know, there's, you know, out of his five guys, he had a lot of guys were on that list and off that list. he said, but you were never off the list. And it was super special because he was my brother, my freaking mentor. You know, without him, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah. He gave me those breaks. And there was one night I dropped an F-bomb when I was introducing Scott Hall as the Diamond Stud. I hated the way the program went, and they got me that mic that we have like right now, that was there, so I could have my hands free. And at the end, I was like, "Let's get the fuck out of here," because I was pissed, right? And it was live, not on our face, but it was showing the crowd, and someone didn't turn the mic down.
Oh.
And Michael P.S. Hayes, who I was managing at the time too, he called me and he got off the phone. And he goes, "Dude, you almost got fired yesterday." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "No, you almost got fired." I go, "What are you talking about? I didn't think I was getting fired. I'm not, because they rip me all the time. So I wouldn't sell anything at this point." And he was like, "No, man, you said let's get the fuck out of here." And it came over the live stream. And I'm like, "Get out." He goes, "I'm telling you the truth. This is not a rib. Dusty went to bat for you." Because they were like, "Fire him." And Dust, you know, he saved me.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was a hell of a guy, man.
You were telling before we went on, I can't believe today was the first time that you ever met Joe's son. James is out
here. Yes.
I got it. I did an interview, Joe, with James about an hour or so ago. I'm going to put it up online. But I can't believe you guys never crossed paths ever.
And I wanted to, of course, for so many reasons. But, I mean, what a nice kid. You did a good job, brother.
Well,
super polite.
Maybe it sounded right anyway.
And he was telling us he's about 20, 30 pounds lighter than when he played. He said he's down around 220 pounds. He said he was up around 250 when he played.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, you're gonna work with him a little bit, maybe?
Well, I'm going to send him a tape. You know, send him his stuff. If he wants to do it, he'll hit me back. And I don't push it on anybody, but I know, you know, he's still super young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dallas, I know he talks to Mark quite a bit, Marcus. And, and Marcus has told him the success he's had with it, too, you know.
Right.
And it helped. And James likes being light. He likes being a lighter weight. He doesn't need to be any heavier, you know. Just
he looks great.
Now, he's on ESPN. That's about.
No, that's really who he wants to be. You know, making a paycheck. He already made his money in the game. And, you know, but now he's still super young. How old is he now?
31, 32.
Yeah, he's still super young. So, you know, I didn't really feel that pain then. It was coming later. So when you can separate yourself from it, you know, it's just so much better.
Oh, yeah, bro. When I hit 50, I really, really sucked. Oh, boy.
Diamond Dallas Page, man, it's great to see you out here and around. I told Joe last year I brought him on Radio Row, and he was the hit of Tuesday.
Sure.
Just walking around there talking, and now this year it's just wrestlers galore. Shamrock's going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys. There's a show in town.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, there's that show in town. So he's doing wrestling. Ken Shamrock's wrestling in a bar tomorrow with no ring. That's
what?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I can definitely say I've never done one of those.
Yeah, he's doing the bar brawl. And then a few guys that were on the All-In card are also going to be here, too, on Friday. Joey Ryan, Joey Janela, MJF.
He's a crazy son of a bitch.
I've never met him, and I cannot
wait. I don't mean
wait.
Personally. I mean
no,
ring work. You know,
the gimmick that he has, it's great right now.
That Radio Row is incredible, man. I mean, you get to do 30, 40 different stations and TV stations, and it, you know, just to be able to talk shop and, you know, talk about your own product and talk the NFL, talk about the Diamond Cutter, right? You know, it was a blast, man. Of course, I had fun last year because it was in the Mall of America there.
Yeah, it was in the food court at the Mall of America. Well, imagine all of
everywhere.
This in half the size of this pod.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell them how nice it is to move around and how much space we have here this year.
This is sweet. This is sweet, and they're all over the place. Listen, JoJo, I got to go. I got to get one more interview, and I got to get home for my massage, which I need badly.
Plug, tell everybody where they need to go for DDPY.
Go to DDP Yoga.
Thanks a lot for stopping by, man.
My pleasure, man. Anybody wants to know what I'm doing, go to DDPYoga.com. It's all there. What I really love you to do is go to Amazon and order my book, Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It, and then put a review. Tell me what you think of it. So it's out there. Just literally dropped the other day. So Got some pretty good sales on it and got some good reviews up already. So,
awesome.
Brother, I love you.
There you go,
I'll
man.
Talk to you later, my friend.
Right Thank there. You very much. Joe, we'll talk to you later as well, man. Thank you. Hey, Joe, we got another interview here from Radio Row. You know, yesterday we talked with Diamond Dallas Page, DDP, and right now we're joined by a guy that you have shared the ring with on many occasions. He is Ken Shamrock. Ken, what's going on, man?
Oh, you know, it's always a joy. You know, when you said shared the ring with him, it was more like, yeah, I just rented a space. When you're in the ring with him, Joe is this, like, this massive piece of muscle when you walk in the ring, and there is absolutely no doubt that this dude is a beast. Always enjoyed working with him,
man. It was always great. I'll never forget when Kenny came into WWF at the time, and you know, Hawk and I being huge MMA fans, you know, I mean, he's one of the pioneers that put Ultimate Fighting on the map. I mean, you know, and he doesn't get enough credit in that field. But, man, we saw, we said, man, Ken Shamrock's coming in, you know, and we thought we were beasts in the gym, and then Kenny comes in, you know, lays down and 500 pounds going up on a bench, like, no problem. And I said, man, this cat's all right, you know.
So yeah.
It was always great hanging around with him, you know. I'll never forget, Kenny, you'll probably remember this. Remember the first time we were in Philadelphia together when you were in WWF? We walked in the Denny's restaurant there by the Holiday Inn.
I'm freaking out. Somebody's going to die on me.
Brian Pillman is face down in the spaghetti, right?
Yeah. You guys patting me on my back like everything's okay. I was like, yeah, you guys are brutal.
Yeah, Kenny says, is this guy going to die? I said, nah, he'll be right in 15 minutes. And, you know, from 15 minutes, meeting, you know.
Yeah, that was an education for me.
Oh, what was the biggest transition for you going from MMA to wrestling?
You know what? I would have to say this, that it was the transition from actually training in a gym for 6 weeks or 8 weeks preparing for a match, as opposed to having to do it on the fly. I mean, like, man, we'd be on the road, you know, 200 days a year, right? And it's like, you got to find time to eat, sleep, train, and be able to keep your marriage and your family together. And so, for me, the toughest thing was just balancing the times that you had and making sure that every minute was, valued, because you didn't have time to waste.
Yeah, and not everybody, you know, not everybody did that. Not everybody was able to hold all those together, and for a lot of guys, unfortunately, it was the marriage part that.
Well, and it's more than that too. It goes deeper than that. I think that's why we see a lot of that stuff happening in any sport, is because time is so valuable, and a lot of times guys get to a point to where they start having problems at home, they start turning to drugs, they start turning to other things, and pretty soon that it just engulfs. They're not able to pull themselves out of it because there's no time to pull yourself out of it. You just kind of just keep going and keep going, and so sooner or later you just got to stop and say, hey, wait a minute, man, this is not working.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I experienced both sides of it, you know. I mean, I went out there and I started playing pretty hard after I learned the road a little bit, started understanding the time frame a little bit, and I started to get a little bit loose. But, you know, I got about a year into it and going, wait a minute, there's no way I can continue to keep going like this the way I'm going and still be successful. So fortunately for me, I was smart enough to realize that and turn it back around and go back where I needed to go.
And Joe, you know, you and I have talked a lot about that part of the, you know, the family part of it. And, it, you know, as we were walking over here, Joe, we ran into James, your son, and he was talking with Ken. But, Joe, you've talked about it all the time. I mean, you were catching flights back every Friday and Saturday to go coach his football games on the weekend, and then turning around, you were right back at it on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the part. You just got to make that decision that you're going to make that part of your responsibility, you know. And that's why, you know, Kenny can tell you, I wasn't a big drinker or a pill taker on the road, and you know, and I had to make that decision. Of course, I had a partner that made up for it 10 times over.
Yeah, that was the same partner that at times thought he could take me. So, yeah, he was definitely out there.
Yeah, I know, right? He would be so pumped. I'll be thought he could take Ken Shamrock, and I'm going, oh, my God, come on.
It was entertaining.
I felt like slapping him and saying, come on, wake up, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make that decision, like Kenny said, and, you know, you got to be able to have Fort Worth to see where you want to be, you know, and I didn't want to be that guy, because in our business that day, you always seen guys getting in trouble, riding together on the roads, getting arrested for DUIs, cocaine, or whatever, and I wasn't going to be that guy. You know what I mean? So I would rather take the flight home and go coach a football game than to have to be that way.
And it does never, and you and I both know, man, I think now that the world is you know, they're smartened up to it, it's not a pretty sight in the end.
No, it's not, man. It's actually a pretty demeaning thing, you know. When I think the guys that are gone now today, unfortunately, a lot of our friends and colleagues in the business, if they were around and could take a step back and look at what happened back then, I'm sure 99% of them would change their attitude and the way they looked on things.
Well, you listen, man, I'll tell you, the one thing I think that goes unlooked is that this business is not easy. I mean, in order for guys to make it to this level and to be able to be on top like that, that what we call that one percenter, you got to be intelligent. You got to be athletic. You got to be smart, man. You can't just be a stupid guy walking into something like that and just hoppingly fall into this. You have to earn it. So you know the guys that go down that wrong road had just made a bad decision and never got a chance to really take a step back and go, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't going to end right. So you're right, Joe. I think a lot of times if they were able to have that time to be able to step back and look at it from 30,000 feet up and see where it's going to end up at, 99.9% of them would probably end up changing their lives.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Hey, Joe, do you know what Ken's doing this weekend down here in Atlanta?
No, what are you doing down there?
He's going to fight in a bar tonight. He's gonna wrestle in a bar with no ring.
Yeah. Bro, that's really going back old school. That's almost like when wrestling was in freaking carnivals back 180 years ago.
Yeah, hardcore, baby.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so tonight, this is going to air on Friday. So, Ken, you'll already be done with it by then. But you tonight, it's the ultimate bar brawl. As Ken Shamrock takes on Filthy Tom Lawler, no rules, no ring match tonight. So they talked you into that, and that's part also of the whole weekend of events, come hell or high water, which is also this weekend. Joe, the members of SoCal Uncensored, Kazarian, and our friend Christopher Daniels will be on that show. A lot of other big names, Pentagon, Ray Phoenix, Scorpio Sky, MJF, a lot of the guys that we saw it all in will be there for that tonight. Yeah, so they talked, you know, Ken. When's the last time you wrestled, Ken?
Well, I just got done doing a show over in Melbourne. Okay. I've been out of it for a while just because the indie shows just I wasn't able to really get negotiate something that I felt was fair, so I stayed out of it for a while. Well, now the indies are starting to really jump back up again.
That's Joe talks
see,
about that all the time.
It's now becoming that old school wrestling where you can go to territories now, where and work someplace, get paid a decent amount of money, and then work there for a bit, and then go to another territory. So it's almost like seeing it going back in reverse again, where now you get to go work some territories. They have a little money that they can spend on some of the top talents and go out there and be able to have fun doing it and not be under these strict guidelines of having to miss your family so much, and now you can go and pick the times you want to go, see the shows that you want to go do, and then just book yourself and do it. So for me, this is a perfect set. I waited for a while just to see what the climate would do, and I went over to Melbourne, did my first match, wanted to see what it felt like, dipped my toe in the water, and then probably about 5 minutes into the match, I jumped in with both feet. I felt great. I was very, very surprised that my abilities and the things that I was capable of doing while I was in the ring in front of a crowd, as opposed to in the gym, it's much different. And I felt great, man. And so this is where I've actually taken on that next step. And now I'm going to be looking at doing at least 6 to 8 months consistently of independent shows to try to see where I can go from there.
You know, Kenny, now he's tasted the fruit. Now he's going to drink the Kool-Aid.
Is it the forbidden fruit or is it the accepted fruit? I haven't figured that one out yet.
Listen, but I've always said that, man. Like, whether it's MMA or Ultimate Fighting or it's pro wrestling or even football, you know, once you played in that Super Bowl and know how to get to that Super Bowl, it's hard to stay out of that game. And I think you're right. I think the indies are finally seeing that now, that, hey, I need to bring in a Hall of Famer. I need to bring in a legend. I need to bring in a name so our show can do better. And I tell Joe Roderick that all the time, Kenny. I see that all over the country, man. I'm pretty much booked up every weekend. But listen, one thing, I would love to be there with you right now. I would walk you down like I did in St. Louis.
Yeah, baby.
In that bar tonight, and I would do it proudly with all my gear on. Right?
Hey, but I'd involve him too. I would pay somebody to say, hey, pull Pokemon on the shoulder and say, what are you going to do about it? And see him turn around and just deck somebody and say, we're started.
Ken, now that you're getting back into full swing on the indie scenes, you're probably going to be seeing a lot more of Animal because he is now the executive. I always fuck it up, Joe. Executive consultant, executive director.
For who?
For the War Kings.
I'm the administrative consultant.
He's the administrative consultant for Jax Dane and Crimson, the War Kings, as he is going to lead them. I'm sure you've heard that NWA has brought back the Crockett Cup. Joe is going to lead them to getting the first Crockett Cup in so many years coming up this in 2019.
I'm excited for this time of wrestling because for so long it was one or two events that dominated the circuit. But I start seeing right now, just the landscape I'm seeing right now, is that I think the independent shows are realizing now, like, hey, wait a minute. There's money to be had out there for independent shows and to be able to create territories so that wrestlers are not locked down to contracts, that they can travel to different territories and work for a territory for a while and then go and work for another territory and still be able to make decent enough money where they don't have to sacrifice their families and their time in order to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you see a lot of companies jumping up, right? You got Impact, and of course WWE Impact. You got the NWA. You got the biggest indie company that just announced All Elite Wrestling, you know, with the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars' son, Tony Khan, getting that, you know. I mean, there are so many things happening. You got the NWA with Billy Corgan. You're seeing a lot more... stars, I want to say, like Billy Corgan and the owner of the NFL franchise, getting involved because they see the amount of homes that wrestling can reach. You know what I mean? And there's such a correlation between whether you're a rock star or an NFL star or an owner with our business, and it goes in hand because I think the dedication and intestinal fortitude it takes to be a top guy. Everybody's starting to appreciate, and I love this time of the business, man. For a couple years there, it was down and out, and it was pretty bad. Now there are so many places to go. Like I said, I wish I was there with you tonight, man. Cause if I wasn't going, I got a Comic-Con in Montreal this weekend. I leave tomorrow morning. If I wasn't having to do that, bro, I'd be right there with you and having a good time there on Radio Row.
Hey, it's coming, brother. I feel it. It's coming.
Ken is going to be one of the more popular guys here on Radio Row, that's for sure. A big match tonight, the Ultimate Bar Brawl, and then tomorrow come hell or high water. Ken, you going to be in New York WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, yes. I believe so. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We see, Joe, these are the guys. I know we're only doing about 15 minutes with them now. These are the guys we need to set up in New York and do those long sit-downs and talk a lot of memories. But I'm glad we were able to knock this one out too, Joe. Appreciate you guys all being able to set this up and join us.
Yeah, man. Hey, this is going to be a great time. Hey, Kenny, you got to contact whoever's bringing in New York. I just had some joker freaking screw up my booking out there for that whole WrestleMania weekend.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told him we had a deal, and then all of a sudden he backed out of the deal last minute.
That's so familiar, isn't it? Jeez. It's just people are not – hey, man, stay in touch with me, dude. Like I said, I'll get talk with Dez, man, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, that would be awesome, bro. I'd love to spend the weekend with you guys.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, bro.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, Kenny, thank you very much, bro.
Take care, brother.